Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And still going in the penalty area. Oh, what a brilliant goal from Aubameyang. That was superb from Aubameyang.
Can Vardy make it two? Vardy! He does! 101 knocked out! Jamie Vardy
crosses to Pulisic, chests it down with his back to goal. Lovely turn, oh, lovely goal too! And what a goal that is by Pulisic!
Finds Danny Ings, Ings on the burst, edge of the area, Ings, it's in! Danny Ings is at it again for Southampton.
Long ball downfield for Jota, he chests that down brilliantly and scores. Superb finish, Son running forward, Son
end of the penalty here. Is it 3-2? It is 3-2. Pulls it back. De Bruyne with a shot. It's there. A goal for Manchester City.
Fernandes. Oh, it's a great free kick. Bruno Fernandes strikes the direct free kick. Firmino now bringing it forward. Robertson plays it across and it's slid into the back of the net for Liverpool by Sadio Mane. The great red drought has come to an end. Liverpool, at long last, they're the champions for the 19th time.
Oh yeah, the great red drought came to an end. That was 49 days ago. Who would have believed it? But here on the Joy First Take, we're here to, you know, just ease you into this new season. So for the next 20 minutes or so, it's just an easy chat, you know. No hard analysis. Charlie, we've had Arnold and Evans Mensah and things talk plenty money, 2 million Ghana CDs and things for 1 month and things. But yeah, we are just going to just keep it easy. And when I say we, I mean myself and my wingman, George Addo Jr. What's up?
Yo, yo, yo.
In the words of Lexis Bill, yo, 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 yo.
We are so excited, you know, ahead of the new season. We're getting more signings, and we're so excited that we have the latest signing, the man who has joined Chelsea, and we are so happy to have him.
What a day.
Oreku Ampofu moves from Barcelona to Chelsea.
Chelsea Football Club.
For a transfer fee of £99.7 million. Yes. Wow.
Incredible.
Oreku, we've done so well. Wow.
Now, for listeners who have not been on the internet today.
Man, get there now.
It was supposed to be a joke, but, you know, sometimes things on the internet take a life of their own.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Absolutely.
Man.
I mean, it was just a joke they had in the Joy Sports office with George and a couple of guys in a guise to sign Oreku with a shirt with his name and number 10 behind it.
But guess what? Oreku's family, you know, they have a lot of Manchester United fans.
Yes, I know that.
So he has had a call from the father saying that, all right, you come home.
Yeah.
Now you are saying you are our rival. Come home tonight.
You know, I was so surprised at how it took off. There are about 300 comments on Twitter alone.
I'm telling you.
About it.
On my Facebook page, he's hit about 1.5k likes, so many messages. And the good thing is that we've signed him. You see him on Blue Stars.
But there's been something so loud about the Chelsea guys this offseason. Is it just the belief, or, you know, it's just the vibes flowing from the signings that have come in?
It's just the vibes flowing from the signings that have come in. Because for Chelsea fans, they know that, look, when you sign a big player, it works out.
Yeah.
You sign Diego Costa, it works out. When you sign N'Golo Kante, it works out.
Drogba, from the beginning.
And for Chelsea, more importantly, when you have a bad season, the next season is absolutely great. So, yeah, the Chelsea fans are very, very excited, and we're looking forward to a great season. We've got young boys. We've got players who are right there in form. And I think Lampard can do a very good job. I'm sure that's what most of the Chelsea fans share. And the optimism is right back here. It will amaze you. I think that maybe in the last two seasons, slightly subdued. But look, this transfer window has brought all the Chelsea dogs who were sleeping. You know, they brought them up, and it's going to be a fantastic season, I think.
Nice, very cool. So, first words of the new Chelsea player. The original number 10 for Chelsea is Christian Pulisic.
Yes.
But, you know, the substitute number 10 is here in KKML.
That's right.
When you come to Ghana, I'm the number 10.
Yeah.
We know how they see.
But it's been, what, 3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours.
Being a Chelsea fan.
Yes. Are you enjoying it already?
I'm overwhelmed.
Oh my God.
I don't know whether it's just, you know, the honeymoon period, but
oh no.
Whatever it is, it should keep on going.
That's Chelsea for you. I mean, that's Chelsea for you.
The love has been massive.
Yeah,
and
man.
I just want to give a big shout out to the Chelsea fans.
Yeah, man.
The biggest club in England, the best club in the past 20 years in England.
Yeah,
let me say that to be safe.
But
you see, the interesting thing is, Oreku used to say Barcelona the biggest club in the world.
Yes.
So he has he's like a step down transformer.
Yes, yes. He joined the biggest club in England in the past 20 years. I mean, Chelsea.
No. Let's situate the conversation.
What are you trying to disturb the moment?
He used to say he supported Barcelona, the biggest club in the world.
Uh-huh.
Now he has moved to the biggest club in one country.
It's okay.
Oh,
we are moving.
Sometimes you have to take two steps back
to be able to
analyze.
You know, one of the sages said that sometimes in life you have to take two steps back in order to take four steps forward.
That's what we are talking about.
Yeah. But seriously though, how do you see the Premier? I mean, what were your predictions first of all? The predictions that we did.
I think
for the top six.
Yeah, for the top six, most likely the most common occurrence in there is the fact that we see Manchester City and Liverpool battle it out for the Premier League title. And that's probably due to the history that we've had in the past 3 years. And it just looks as if these two sides have a personal vendetta going and would be challenging each other. Something that is much bigger than, you know, what the other clubs are posing. But it's the Premier League, and it never goes beyond 3 years for us to see a third party come into, you know, the competition. So it might not be this year, but sooner rather than later, we'll be seeing a third force trying to break this duopoly. But I think at least for this season, for Manchester City, who strengthened, and for Liverpool, how strong they were last season, I think that both of them would battle it out for the title again. But I'm more slightly tilted towards Liverpool, because I think that they know this is their period.
Yeah.
They know that they're on 19 titles. They know that Manchester United are on 20. They know that they have the momentum going. And if there was any time to break that record, to be able to say that we have the most Premier League titles in England, it is now.
It is
and
now.
And for Jurgen Klopp and the boys that he has, I think that he doesn't necessarily need any signing for the starting 11 that he has and the squad that he has. He should be able to replicate what he did last season. Even if levels do drop by, 10 points, they should still comfortably win the Premier League. And I think that this team has reached its peak. We've still not seen the best from this Liverpool side, and I think that they would still get better and better as the years do go by. So that's why I think they might win the league this season. Ahead of a Manchester City side who are coming off a very weird season, it's difficult to pinpoint what exactly went wrong, because they did play beautiful football. And so I think that maybe, just maybe, you know, the pressure of having to win the Champions League would push Pep Guardiola to focus on that. If he wins the Premier League, no one really cares. And that's the stage that he's reached with Manchester City right now. So I think that will still be the Champions League for City. And that's why I am going with Liverpool. But in terms of that top four battle,
I'm not going to allow him to go to the top four, because he's actually explained this in on the locker room. So let's save that.
But
why Why Ulrich decided that Arsenal will finish above Manchester United for the first time in 30 years,
yeah,
and why Manchester United are not good enough.
Yeah.
You know why they're not good enough to be in the top four? You need to hear Ulrich Ampofo. That'll be later on the show.
So that will be from about 7:30.
Yes, 7:30.
In just about 13 minutes.
Yes, 13 minutes.
In the intervening period, though, George Addo Jr., could you please give us a lineup of the football that we have for this season? Yes, so start mentioning.
Yes.
And remember that Joy Sports this season is bringing you more football than ever before.
That's right.
Our theme for this year, so like a sermon that has a theme, our theme for this year is football is here.
Yeah, football.
The theme for Joy Sports football offering in 2020-21 is football is here. So George Addo, give us the lineup of what is here.
Right, so we've got the Bundesliga, the German Bundesliga. We've got that for you.
So so when you mention then Oracle, we say Bundesliga is here.
Here.
Ah, okay.
So so we've got the Bundesliga.
Bundesliga is here.
We've got the CAF international competitions, i.e. Confederations Cup, and of course the CAF Champions League. So CAF international competitions
are here. Okay.
Then we've got the Coppa Italia. Coppa Italia. So Coppa Italia is here.
By courtesy of Star Times.
Star Times. We've got the Copa del Rey. Copa del Rey, that is the Spanish
Copa del Rey is here. Also by courtesy of Star Times.
That's right. We've got the Emirates FA Cup.
Emirates FA Cup is here. Also by courtesy of Star Times.
We've got the UEFA Europa League. Courtesy of Star Times. UEFA Europa League
is here.
We've got the UEFA Euro 2020, which will be played in 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, Euro 2020 is here.
That is my courtesy of Joy FM.
Of course. Then we've got the Ghana Premier League, the Ghana FA Cup. So ladies and gentlemen, the Ghana Premier League is here. We have got all FIFA international friendlies.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
wherever the Black Stars go,
we are there.
Yeah.
Wherever the Black Stars are going, we are there.
I said, when they check in, we will check in. When they check out, we
will
check out.
When they sleep, we will sleep.
We will sleep.
When they fly, we will fly.
We will fly.
When they arrive, we will arrive.
We will arrive.
Ladies and gentlemen, FIFA international friendlies are here. Now, we've got La Liga. La Liga.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, La Liga is here. We've got the English Premier League.
The English Premier League.
The English Premier League. Yes. Wait, hold on. English Premier League. With commentary on Sunday. And sometimes when we charge commentary on Saturday.
Look, when we ball, eh?
We'll give you commentary on Saturday.
Look.
Because we have the license to give you commentary on Saturday and Sunday. At the moment, we have decided that we'll give you Sunday.
Yeah, because Charlie for shame.
We some Chelsea Liverpool appear Saturday. But sir, we will give you the Premier League. So, ladies and gentlemen, the English Premier League is here.
Yeah. For the avoidance of doubt.
Yes, sir.
Where you are listening to that, we are mentioning all these competitions.
Yes.
Eh? Yes. It is not a FIFA TV.
No.
It is
Joy 99.7 FM.
Should I repeat it?
Repeat it again.
Joy 99.7 FM.
For the avoidance of doubt.
Repeat it again.
Yes. You like what?
I love
it. Okay. Where are we again?
Keep the frequency clear.
Oh, okay. For the avoidance of doubt. Please go.
I'm not that old. Here, Joy 99.7 FM, we have the UEFA Nations League.
Oh, which one is that one too?
The UEFA Nations League. When Cristiano Ronaldo goes to Portugal, you come and play in the UEFA Nations League.
That is the Euro 2020 small boy.
Small boy. Euro 2020 is small boy, UEFA Nations League. Ladies and gentlemen.
But you people too, if you have Euro 2020,
why you make small boy?
You won't dash the Nations League to the other people.
No, we are taking it. So,
you are not leaving, you are not giving small competition
gaba,
that
no
chance.
Small boy, no small gaba. No gaba, I beg, no gaba. No bugger wire.
I see.
Ladies and gentlemen, the UEFA Nations League is here.
Uh-huh.
Then, that's why I didn't have to remind you. Do I need to remind you?
No problem.
In Ghana, when you say Champions League, it's like you said Joy FM. Should I remind you the one here?
Look.
When you are trying to form a sentence and there's Champions League there, just say Joy FM.
Look, I want to even let's have a demonstration. If you are in your car, you are in your home, anywhere you are, and you are holding your phone, go to Google.
Yes.
Or whatever search engine you
whatever
like.
Whatever you want.
Type UEFA Champions League Ghana.
Ghana.
Wallahi.
If you don't see Joy FM.
If the Joy FM logo does not come, throw your phone away.
Throw your phone away straight away.
Hey, you say what? I say, if you say UEFA Champions League in this country.
Yes.
And you type UEFA Champions League.
And you don't see Joy FM. There's something wrong
with
your phone.
If you type Champions League fixtures, yes. Ghana. Joy FM will come.
FM.
If you type Champions League results, Ghana.
Ghana.
Joy FM will come. If you type Champions League standings, stable, Joy FM will come. If you make mistake and you type Champions League Ronaldo Ghana, Joy FM will come. Champions League Messi Ghana, Joy FM will come.
So after Champions League, you know, everybody knows this one. I'm just reminding you,
uh-huh.
Because when you are forming a sentence, they form a sentence with Champions League.
Yes.
You want to say Messi won the Champions, you can say Messi won Joy FM, because Joy FM is the Champions League.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, for another season, the UEFA Champions League is here.
Yeah. That's right, that's right.
Now tell me which competition I left.
The
only one left is the Asalubuje Glamatourist League.
Yeah.
That one we are bringing in.
But even that one,
even that one we are looking at it.
You know, according to our marketing people, they are signing the rights right
we
now.
Go take
So, just for the avoidance of doubt,
yes.
You see, Joy 99.7 FM, radio for the discerning listener.
Yes.
Eh? Super hits radio.
That's right.
25 years of media excellence.
Yes, sir.
25 years of broadcasting.
Yes, sir.
25 years of Kwesi Tchoum Academy.
We are not joking.
Eh? Kwesi Tchoum Academy, no?
No joke.
Are set it off. Yes, see. The football season, the theme is football is
it's
here.
That's
now,
right.
The first chapter is that, or the first scripture is Champions League.
Champions League is here.
And then we say, UEFA Nations League.
Is here.
And then we say Premier League.
Is here.
And then we say La Liga.
Is here.
Missy FIFA International.
Here.
Oh, Shabaya Ghana Premier League.
Come on,
I say scream it to the heavens.
I
say the UEFA Euro 2020.
Is here.
From the crown of your head to the shawl of your feet.
Let me see your shout.
You
is
will
here.
Have the UEFA Europa League.
Is here.
Amen.
Missy. If you do wrong, if you do wrong,
no.
Hey,
everything day.
I said the Emirates FA Cup
is here. I move from is here to is here.
Look,
because it's lying here. It's here.
Look,
it's here.
We are so angry that we say that even the Copa del Rey
is here.
Eh? when there's a big match,
yes,
we will just call our program people and tell them that
we are coming to do
you it. Understand? Because our fans, we and then we are dying,
dying
here.
Yeah. And you see, know how we do it? Look, if you, hey, Joy FM, Hit FM, what? Master, Adum FM, we will do commentary for you. We'll give it to you.
It will do you like
Adum
like,
FM, Asempa, Joy FM, Hit FM.
Look, we say that the Coppa Italia
is here.
The Coppa Italia
is here.
I say for the third time,
is
the
here.
Coppa Italia
is here.
Then we come home.
Yes.
Just in, so that this is not a European affair or something.
No, no,
we say the CAF International Competition
is here.
Wafu.
Here.
Eh? Wafu, wafu.
Here.
Nyafu, nyafu.
Nyafu, nyafu,
we
wafu.
Are having all of them here.
Here.
Life. Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers.
Here.
CAF under 20 qualifiers.
Here.
Under 17 qualifiers.
Here.
CAF under 3 qualifiers.
Here, under 3. Yes, that's the under 3.
And yeah. Then we have the Africa Cup of Nations.
Africa itself. Cup of Nations.
The one they have postponed.
Sorry, Africa Cup of Nations. They don't cry. They don't be. Hey, Africa Cup of Nations.
We,
if there's no Joy FM, forget Africa Cup of Nations.
You see,
CAF can organize it.
Just so that we will remind people.
Yes.
When Ghana went out of the Africa Cup of Nations,
we went.
And the whole Black Stars came home.
Came home.
The, all the media houses came home.
We went there.
No, we now went there. When they came home, we went there.
Went there.
We took aeroplane and we went there. And when we went there, the BBC people in their boots, they said, where are you from? We said, we are from Ghana. They said, where in Ghana? We said, Joy FM.
Joy FM.
Where is Joy FM? We said, multimedia.
They confuse the branding.
Look. They pray to their gods, their deities, their shrines, because they could not understand.
The girl, you and the spirit.
Look,
my God,
trust me. I say, you have no idea.
The spirit inside. Why? La la la.
Shallah.
La 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 la. Hey, you're joking, that is then you get problem.
Charlie, man.
Do they make lucky things? Like, we'll stop the
thing. Mama Minsu, Mama Minsu.
FA Cup, we are here.
Look, Ghana FA Cup.
Ghana FA Cup.
They say they don't know how to brand it. They should come to us.
We will
carry it and take it to the heavens for them. And no, look, not even the heavens. In Genesis, eh?
Yes.
The synonym for heavens is what? Firmament. If you read the King James Version, it doesn't say, it says the firmament. It says the Lord spoke and the firmament, the increase, so that you could see the water on one place and the skies in another place.
This is prophetic. Hey, my God.
We say, Joy FM 2020-21 season.
My God.
If umpire and
Now that we have
launched the football season.
Yes, man.
You see, when it is government, they'll come and dance at the Y and things and read speeches.
We don't
have time for speeches. So now, just so that we show you the true international breadth of Joy FM's football offering.
That's right.
We are going to give you a taster. So, another announcement is that from next week, because we have ball, because we are so angry. Because the people charge, they say we are from today.
Yes.
Today is the last edition of the Joy FM Stick.
Thank you, sir.
From next week, we are producing an internationally acclaimed podcast.
Yes.
That is what will now air from 7 to 8 p.m.
Simple.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, give me glory.
Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah.
We say that the critically acclaimed.
Yes, man.
The international Gaho Gaho.
Yes, man.
Look, I say.
Yeah, come on. International Gaho Gaho. Why?
Look,
you and the spirit. Why? Come on.
The local room podcast, which used to air from 1:10 to 2.
Yes.
Which went off air because of Sami Fosu.
Yes.
We like Sami Fosu, so we say we should play music. We say we are bringing the locker room to 7 to 8 p.m.
7 to 8 p.m. Somebody.
You understand?
Oh, yes,
when you listen to the locker room on Fridays, look, it is like the water of... you are drinking from the fountain of living water.
Fountain of living water.
I say, when you drink from the locker room on Fridays,
you shall never test.
When if you want to say that we are joking, we will play 30 minutes for you right now.
Right now.
George, where is the fire?
We'll show you something small.
Is it there?
It's here.
Okay.
We'll give it to them small right now. You will see something small.
From next week, we are no more doing the Joy FM Stick on radio. We are moving things into different dimensions. And so the Joy FM Stick is now moving to television.
Yes,
now, we will tell you the date exactly when it will move to TV, but that will be from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Fridays. That'll be on TV. Yeah, but you did this and do proper analysis. But on radio, because we know that we want to ease you into the Friday night before DJ Black takes you all the way till 12,
yeah,
we're going to give you an international offering of sport.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah,
we call it the locker room.
Yeah,
you will hear the promos in due course. So, George, this is where we bring the football launch for 2020-21 to an end. Ore Kwampofu, thank you for your time, even though you didn't talk much.
I was enjoying the sermon.
Thank you very much.
I'm that type of Christian, you know. I soak it in.
So, now, before we say the closing prayer, let's give you the hymn according to George Addo Jr. It's today's edition, the first of many locker room editions that are coming on Friday nights. This is 99.7, and this is
Joy 99.7 FM. Follow your sports news in the locker room.
Hello, I'm Lee James, host of Sports World on the BBC World Service. For the best of previews to the sporting weekend, listen to George Addo Jr. on The Locker Room on Joy 99.7 FM.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Live on radio, live online, this is The Locker Room on Joy 99.7 FM with George Addo Jr.
Just 49 days after Arsenal lifted the...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
FA Cup trophy at Wembley. Another season is upon us.
He finds Aubameyang. Aubameyang still going in the penalty area. Oh, what a brilliant goal from Aubameyang. That was superb from Aubameyang.
Can Vardy make it two? Vardy, he does! 101 not out for Jamie Vardy.
Crosses to Pulisic. Chests it down with his back to goal. Lovely turn. Oh, lovely goal too. And what a goal that is by Pulisic.
Finds Danny Ings. Ings on the burst. Edge of the area. Ings! It's in! Danny Ings is at it again for Southampton.
Long ball downfield for Jota. He chests that down brilliantly and scores! Superb finish. Son running forward. Son into the penalty. Is it 3-2? It is 3-2. Pulls it back. De Bruyne with a shot. It's there. A goal for Manchester City.
Fernandes. Fernandes. Oh, it's a great free kick. Bruno Fernandes strikes the direct free kick.
Firmino now bringing it forward. Robertson plays it across and it slid into the back of the net for Liverpool by Sadio Mane. The great red drought has come to an end. Liverpool, at long last, they're the champions for the 19th time.
Premier League is back this Saturday. And after Liverpool ended your 30-year wait for a top-flight title in an exhausting year-long campaign, we ask, is there anything left in the tank for Jurgen Klopp's Red Machine? Will Manchester City return to the summit? Can big-spending Chelsea join the title race? Or will the incomers like Leeds United cause an upset in their first season back? I have a special preview to the European season in the next few minutes. First, the Joy Sports BBC Two-Way Series with John Bennett at the foot of a brand new season.
Here we go again. New season, new titles, new managers, new signings.
The Schwartz goal and into the goal. It is a hat-trick for Christian Pulisic.
Sterling onto his right foot, curls a shot in. Brilliant finish from Raheem Sterling. That was high quality from Manchester City's number seven.
Fabinho. What a hit!
Can count that amongst his best.
So thanks, John, for your time this weekend. And another Premier League season is upon us, even before we could blink. Expectations fill the air, with fans stocking up their team's chances Before we begin to look at how prepared the teams are, how disappointing is the news that the October return date for fans back into the stadium will be reviewed as Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirmed.
It's very disappointing, George. You know I love football and I'd always look forward to the start of a Premier League season, but here in England it does feel like an underwhelming start to a Premier League season because you don't get that excitement of the fans going to the games. I'm one of those lucky ones who will get to go to games as a journalist. But for my friends, for my family, for people I see here in Manchester who are looking forward to going to Manchester City and Manchester United games, it is very difficult for them to be locked out. We all know why. We all know it's for our safety and we accept that. But it just makes for a very underwhelming start. I think we could accept it more at the end of last season because we knew it was only for a short time. But to begin the season in the same way is very... It's very tough to take. October at the earliest is when some fans will be let in, but to be honest, I think that's optimistic with the way things are looking with the extra restrictions. You could see a situation like in France where maybe 5,000 fans are admitted, but very difficult before the end of the season, I think, to get full stadiums. So tough to deal with. We have to deal with what we have. I'm sure the football will still be fantastic, but it does feel like quite an underwhelming start to the season here in England.
So, John, we endured watching games without fans. That's set to continue for sure. And with many protocols to adhere to, can you remind us of what to expect with respect to protocols and the new rules of the game, as well as broadcast on television and radio for the season?
Yeah, it does look different, doesn't it? If you remember from last season, the players come out of the tunnel at different times. The changing rooms are very far apart. I know for a fact that at Old Trafford, for example, the away changing room isn't being used. The players get dressed in a porter cabin outside in the car park. Players are told to be careful when they celebrate goals. The medical teams have to wear masks. You're only allowed a certain amount of people in the ground. I think it's 300 people in total in the ground. So lots of things to get used to. But it is funny how quickly we got used to it at the end of last season. So I think you do get used to it quickly. And when you're watching on TV, you have the crowd noise. If the game is good, you do forget about all the strange protocols and the strangeness of having these games during the coronavirus pandemic. Some of the games, I think, suffered. Some of the teams suffered, particularly the teams that like to play intense football. I do think it will have an impact still, the fact there are no fans, on teams that do like to play a high-intensity game. But in the end, the more technical teams, I think that they are able to play at the normal quality that they would anyway.
Well, John, let's begin to talk about on-the-pitch matters. After clearing it all, I would usually start with the defending champions, but let's talk about the transfer champions first. Yes, Chelsea FC appear to have won big in getting in their men for the new season. What do you expect from Frank Lampard's men, and where do you expect them to finish on the table?
Ah, the transfer champions. Yeah, you've done well. You've done well. Chelsea have done well. Bringing in Ben Chilwell from Leicester City. I'm Leicester fan, so I'm not upset about that at all. Hakim Ziyech, very good player from Ajax. Timo Werner, quality world-class striker in the making from RB Leipzig. And also Thiago Silva, of course, at the back. Who am I forgetting? Hakim Ziyech, I've said, haven't I? Kai Havertz, that's it. How can I forget him? I think he's a fantastic player, Kai Havertz. So brilliant going forward. But I do feel there are question marks at the back. Chelsea conceded the most goals of any of the teams in the top 10 in the Premier League last season, and I don't think that problem has been solved. Ben Chilwell is a decent defender, but I don't think he's going to make a huge amount of difference defensively. I think going forward he will add a bit of dynamism down that left-hand side. Thiago Silva is 35, past his best. For all the great attacking players you brought in at Chelsea, I still think there are question marks about the defence.
Manchester City next, John. After the failure in Europe last season, where do they go from here? Do you expect Pep Guardiola to get distracted by the European Challenge or combine both competitions and at least try to reclaim the EPL crown from Liverpool?
I feel the problems are still there from last season at Manchester City. Yes, Nathan Ake has come in, but defensively, like at Chelsea, I still think there are question marks. Ferran Torres is an exciting signing. But the issues are still there. Why do I think that? Because of what happened in the Champions League against Lyon. I still think Pep Guardiola sometimes overthinks things tactically, and that leads to some confusion with the players. They lost a lot of games relatively last season in chasing Liverpool. They were a long way back. So there are question marks about Manchester City. They have to prove that they are the best team in England. And yes, that Champions League is hanging over them again. They've been given this ability to play in the Champions League. Remember, it was taken away from them at one stage. They were banned for 2 years. They appealed, and now they've been given the chance again to play in the Champions League. That will be their main aim, but they can't forget the Premier League. They can't forget they were a long way behind Liverpool last season, and they need to claw back that gap. And I still feel there are certain problems there. If Sergio Aguero gets injured, if Gabriel Jesus gets injured, what do they do up front? They have a lot of quality. But, some answers to some questions needed from Pep Guardiola this season. And no Lionel Messi as well. Seems like a long time ago, but we were imagining, weren't we, Lionel Messi in a Manchester City shirt.
Manchester United have appeared quiet in the transfer window so far. Really, after Van de Beek, their talks of still getting Jadon Sancho. How would Ole's side look, and competitively, what do you see them fight?
Well, Jadon Sancho could still happen. There is still an opportunity for that to happen if Manchester United pay what Borussia Dortmund want. There has been progress in personal terms, but all the indications are that the player would be keen to go to Manchester United. But United have to shell out that money. Whether they do that before October the 5th, big, big question to be answered. As for what they've done in the transfer market so far, Donny van de Beek, an excellent signing. We know that he was one of the key players when Ajax got to the semi-finals of the Champions League, along with De Ligt and De Jong. Very good midfielder. I have doubts as to whether a midfield three of Bruno Fernandes, Donny van de Beek and Paul Pogba will be solid enough. Do you need a more defensive midfielder in that midfield three? But that's the negatives. The positives are that he's a fantastic player. I compare him to Frank Lampard, the way he arrives in the box, can score goals. So they will be better than last season, Manchester United. I think they ended with a bit of momentum. I think defensively, probably they needed a centre-back to play alongside Harry Maguire. I thought they'd bring someone else in, Victor Lindelof. I'm not quite sure about him still. But I do think, they will not challenge for the title, but top four, top three is definitely what they need to be aiming for. And also a good run in the Champions League as well. They managed to get into the Champions League on the last day of last season. They need to deliver now in that tournament.
Now, John, for the Champions League, Liverpool Klopp's men should be out to defend their title and win that record-equaling 20th Premier League title. With little or no significant reinforcements, how challenging will this be?
Defending a Premier League title is always difficult, isn't it? It's very rare that teams win back-to-back Premier League titles. And Sir Alex Ferguson always used to say you buy from a position of strength. So they haven't really done that. But they've only brought in Kostas Tsimikas, who's going to be a sub left-back behind Andy Robertson. A good player, but he's not good enough to get in their first 11 ahead of Andy Robertson. So it will be difficult, I think, for Liverpool, particularly with this strange lack of break we've had between the two seasons. It's going to be difficult for them to lift themselves going into this new campaign. But don't get me wrong, don't write them off completely. They still have wonderful players. They still have, for me, one of the best managers in the world, one of the top three managers in the world. I do worry, though, if one of the front three gets injured, that's when they would start having trouble. If Firmino, Mane or Salah picked up a long-term injury, then I think possibly they would have problems.
Jose Mourinho will be eager to make an impact in the league as well with Tottenham Hotspur. And, of course, in Europe. But considering the problems last season, how do you expect them to fare?
They haven't gone after star names, Tottenham. But I do like the business they've done. Matt Doherty is a very good right wing back. Will add solidity to that team. Pierre-Emile Højbjerg, I think, is a leader. A very good character. They needed a few more leaders. I think Jose Mourinho accepted that. Very good footballer, will slot in well to that midfield. So no star names, but I do feel those couple of signings, and maybe a couple more, that Tottenham will improve this season. Maybe a backup striker is needed for Harry Kane. That really cost them last season. But certainly Jose Mourinho will be hoping for a top four finish and some good runs in the cups as well. If he was able to deliver a trophy for Tottenham, then Daniel Levy would be fully vindicated in his decision to sack Maurizio Pochettino and bring in Jose Mourinho, who is a proven winner.
Well, John, it feels Leeds United lead the way with respect to expectations of the incoming cast, with West Brom and Fulham hoping to stay up. What should we expect from all three?
Leeds, I think, will be okay. I think they will go through times when they will struggle because people will be able to score goals against them the way they play. It's full throttle attacking football. I think they will leave spaces at the back, which Premier League teams will be able to exploit. But I do think they will stay up. West Brom, that's going to be tough for them. They haven't really added to the squad in a very significant way since last season. I watched them a couple of times in the Champions League, in the Championship, not the Champions League, last season. And I could see weaknesses in the team. They have a good manager, though, in Slaven Bilic, proven Premier League manager. Fulham, it's such a tough one for them because of the tight turnaround from winning the playoff final to starting the season just over a month. It's ridiculous, really. I like the signing of Mario Lemina in midfield. Alphonse Areola as well is a very good goalkeeper that they brought in. But for all three teams, I think if you gave them now 17th in the Premier League, they would take it. The one thing I would say stands them in good stead is that there are some poor teams down there in the bottom half of the Premier League. We saw that last season. There are some poor teams who will be dragged into that relegation battle. So it's not just about those three teams coming up being in danger. I think there are a few other teams who will be looking nervously over their shoulders towards the end of the season.
Thanks, John, for your time. Let's stay with the English Premier League and the annual Joy Sports Prediction Festival ended days ago. If you are lost, let me help you. Before the start of any EPL season, the Joy Sports team members are charged to come up with a picture of what the end of season Premier League table will look like. Well, if you're wondering what I did, it really wasn't the eye-catching prediction anyway. I predicted Liverpool will win it, Chelsea will finish in second, Manchester City in third, Manchester United in fourth. Gary Al Smith predicted the top four will be Liverpool, Manchester City, Chelsea and Manchester United. Well, there were some outstanding predictions from the team and it will be great to hear from them. At least they can try and explain what was going through their mind. So we start with Orekwu Ampofo. Orekwu Ampofo had Manchester United out of his top four and Arsenal finishing above Manchester United for the first time in 30 years. Thankfully, Orekwu joins us on the show. So, Ura, what was the thinking here?
Of course, we do not have the benefit of hindsight, and most of the things that we're saying could possibly change. Teams could change managers. And who even saw COVID coming in last season when we did our predictions? But I'm just going to use what I had in front of me, and that's the fact that I believe that Arsenal have a good project going. Mikel Arteta so far won two trophies with this side. And I just feel as if that there is some elevation coming in from this, the Arsenal team. There's a lot of positive energy coming in from the players. Aubameyang close to signing that deal. They expected to get a new midfielder and all that. But I think that judging by how Arsenal and Manchester United ended both seasons, for Manchester United, you still could see that there was work to be done with the project. And they looked a bit stale whenever Bruno Fernandes and Pogba were kept quiet. So I'm tipping towards Arsenal because I think that they might pull a surprise this season, and Arteta has done well so far, and I think that he's going to improve on that. He ended the season strongly, and interestingly, I gathered a little bit of data from the past 20 years, and it turns out that the team that usually wins the Community Shield in the past 20 years has an 80% chance of qualifying to the Champions League and finishing in the top four. So Arsenal do have an 80% chance, hypothetically, and no team has finished outside the top six whilst winning the Community Shield in the past 20 years as well. So, data and statistics are also backing Arsenal, but I'm towards the energy in the team, and I just feel that this possibly might be their year. If they're able to get the best of Aubameyang, and they've got two new defensive signings, and be able to shut out the back as well, I think they might finish ahead of United, and that hasn't happened in a very long time.
Well, then, from strange to stranger, you feel my colleague Hans Mensah Andor has been called out by a number of fans, except the Manchester United fans, of course, because he expects Manchester United to finish second. Yes, I mean second, ahead of Manchester City and Chelsea. Hans, thank you very much for your time this evening. How are you managing the backlash, and how did you work this?
Hello, good evening, George. It's been absolutely crazy, the reactions I've got, on social media for the way I predicted the top six, of the Premier League. But hey, I mean, for me, I am banking on Manchester United's sort of continuity, because you are not looking at a lot of new faces in the team. I felt that even with a team that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer had. If you're filled in the first 11 for Manchester United, it was a team capable of competing with the big boys in the Premier League. And you have to look at their results across last season against the top, the other teams competing for the Premier League title and for the top four places, you know, to buttress that point. I think the problem with United was with finding depth within the squad to replace the players on the field of play. So, on that score, I just feel that United will grow in confidence, and as a team, they are going to have a bit more cohesion, a bit more fluidity, and a bit more confidence going into the season. Comparatively, if you look at Manchester City, they were shockingly, you know, inconsistent. They were dropping points when you expected them to. They were not winning games that they were expected to win. They were even losing matches they were expected, you know, to win. And I'm also looking at the sort of signings they make, they've made. And the fact that you've got a huge player in David Silva also leaving. The only creative force at this moment that they've got has to be Kevin De Bruyne and Bernardo Silva. I just feel it might not be enough to be able to win the Premier League title and possibly get ahead of Manchester United. For Chelsea, 8 new players signed, a few of them heading on loan. You do expect the 5 of those 8 will be in the starting 11 going into next season for Chelsea. And that is why I feel that they are going to be struggling. That is why I think Manchester United will finish ahead of Chelsea, because you're looking at a team that is going to require time to gel, require time to, you know, form that cohesion. You're also looking relatively at an inexperienced manager in Frank Lampard. Forget about what he achieved last season. This season will be the real deal. Last season, we had too many excuses to make for Frank Lampard. He signed all the players that he needs to sign. This is where we are going to be judging Frank Lampard. He knows it. Everybody knows it. The pressure, I think, is going to tell. Teams are not going to go into games against Chelsea and, you know, take those games lightly. I think that teams are going to come at them with full force. And the bit about them struggling early on to find cohesion and fluidity is something that I think they are going to struggle with. Their season depends on how quickly the team bonds. The 5 new players who will be part of the starting 11, how well they gel with the existing players. Also, who are the key players? If you've got key players being new players, if there was a core at Chelsea with new players joining in, then it becomes relatively easier. But you are not looking at the core of existing players. You're actually looking at, you know, Chelsea forming a core around some of these new players, and that for me is what presents the challenge for Chelsea. Lots of players coming in from different footballing cultures. It's going to take time. The challenge for Lampard is to shorten that time as quickly as possible, and so that is where, you know, the challenge is going to be for Chelsea. And that is why I feel Manchester United will be second to Liverpool in the Premier League this season. I think that Chelsea will make the top 4. I also think that Manchester City will be in there, and of course, there's going to be Arsenal in 5th place. Tottenham Hotspur complete my top 6 for the Premier League. I got 2 right last season, and I'm hoping that I'm going to get maybe 4 right this season, with Manchester United in 2nd place, of course, George.
Well, thanks, Hans. Perhaps the craziest maybe, my colleague Babatunde, who predicted Arsenal will finish 2nd ahead of Liverpool, Chelsea and Manchester United. Hi, Baba. How did your fans take the prediction? And what were you thinking?
So, George, I really think that my fans had laid ambush waiting for me just to post my prediction as to who was going to finish in the top 6 at the end of the EPL season. I mean, once I posted it, they started lambasting me from every angle. And then I said to them, look, this is just a game. Let me know who would finish in your top 6. This is who I think would finish in my top 6. And then once the season is over, you win, you go. I win, I go. It's just as simple as that. But this season, I think it will be a battle amongst managers more than it will be amongst players, because it will be managers' pedigree that will be at stake mostly. I mean, that's why I put Manchester City are number 1, because obviously Pep Guardiola still has a bit more to prove when it comes to managing English clubs. So he finds himself at Manchester City. He's always been so close yet so far away. This time he wants to be so close and hold the glory in his hands. So I think that that's going to spur him on to, you know, to achieve a lot this season. Mikel Arteta came in for Arsenal at the dying numbers of the season last year, and I mean, with the same players, with the same, you know, technical bench and everything, he managed to win the FA Cup and managed to beat Liverpool to lift the Community Shield. And so I feel like Arteta still has a lot, especially, you know, coming from the camp of Pep Guardiola. He still has a lot to show, and that's actually going to spur him on to achieve quite a lot more than what his predecessors have achieved and haven't achieved in a long time. And that will be a second place for Arsenal at the end of the season. Jurgen Klopp really has nothing too much to show, just one signing, you know, in the off season. I don't know what new he's bringing with Liverpool, and so I really don't see any new, you know, ideas that he brings on board. The reason I put them on at the third position, and everybody's like, hey, Chelsea have signed a lot of players, so why don't you put them first? I'm like, yes, it's a lot of players, but mainly it will be the tactical plan of the manager, Lampard. I'm really not sure what Lampard is going to bring to the table, but I don't think it's anything new. I don't think it's anything we haven't seen before. And so I really don't see Chelsea, you know, winning this season. But if they do, all the best. Manchester United, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer looks like he's out of ideas. Same as Jose Mourinho with Tottenham Hotspur. I really don't see anything new that they are bringing to the table this season. And so, George, this is the reason for my top six.
Baba Tando there. So let's see what happens at the end of the season. Meanwhile, it's a good time to find out the games to chase this weekend with both the La Liga and the EPL starting. Here's Choice Sports' Moses Yeboah with a wrap.
The new European season is finally upon us. In the Spanish La Liga, reigning champions Real Madrid, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid and Sevilla will all sit out the opening weekend after being given extra time off following their involvement in European competition last term. But seven matches have been scheduled, with Eibar hosting Celta Vigo. David Silva will be sidelined when Real Sociedad travel to face Real Valladolid on Sunday after the midfield maestro tested positive for COVID-19. Villarreal will be under the spotlight as well after the yellow submarine appointed three-time Europa League winning manager Unai Emery at the helm following their fifth place finish last season. Villarreal hosts Huesca on Sunday. And six-time La Liga champions Valencia will kickstart their campaign by hosting Levante at the Mestalla on Monday. And in the Premier League, Jurgen Klopp will lead his charges on Saturday to begin their title defence. Liverpool's first game of the new season will be against Leeds United, who are back in the Premier League for the first time in 16 years. That means Jurgen Klopp will be up against the Leeds boss Marcelo Bielsa, who Pep Guardiola has called the best coach in the world. Premier League football returns to Craven Cottage, where newly promoted Fulham hosts resurgent Arsenal. Spurs host Ames Rodriguez's new side Everton in an intriguing-looking season opener at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And Chelsea's multi-million pound new look squad will get its first run out of the 2020-21 Premier League season as they visit the Amex Stadium to face Brighton on Monday.
Moses Yeboah there. And of course, before we end, there are quick lines. Four-time world champion Sebastian Vettel is set to join the renamed Aston Martin team in Formula One next year. Of course, this weekend, it's time to get up to speed with everything you need to know about the 2020 Tuscan Grand Prix, Ferrari's 1,000th F1 race, which takes place over the 59 laps of the 5.245-kilometer Autodromo International del Mugello in Italy on Sunday. We'll keep you across that, of course, on the Sports Arena. And we have a special US Open final in the women's single to look forward to. Victor Azarenka is up against Naomi Osaka. That will be absolutely great. We also got the tough semi-finals in the men's division to start tonight. Dominic Thiem against Daniil Medvedev in minutes, alongside Pablo Carreño Busta playing Alexander Zverev. That's our show tonight. We have commentary on the Spurs-Everton game, courtesy of partners, the BBC, on the Joy Sports Arena as well. Till we meet then, be good.
For listening to The Locker Room on Joy 99.7 FM. The podcast will be available online at myjoyonline.com in 30 minutes. This production was powered by Joy Sports and supported by the BBC World Service.
So that's a taster of what our football season will sound like. The sound of football internationally, global, and of course, right here from Ghana. That's it, really. We did say that this 2020-21 European football season, and football season actually, will be one with a difference here on Joy FM. And George Adu Jr. is the producer of The Locker Room. So, George, from next week, this is the sort of thing we should expect from 7 to 8 p.m.
Yeah, so assume this was next week. We're going to add the analysis of the tennis action to come, just about starting. And we normally get the opportunity to speak to, you know, the guys who are right on the ground. So we'd have spoken to either Russell Fuller, David Law, or D. Simon, who are there right now at Flushing Meadows covering it. Of course, we're talking about Formula One as well. We've heard from Jack Nicholls, or, you know, Jenny Gao, who will be joining us. So, fantastic analysis that you need on anything sports going into the weekend.
For 25 years, Joy FM has held the torch for Ghana. Now, we are moving into an age of collaboration when it comes to sports.
Yes.
And that's why we are partnering with BBC World Service to bring you even more an improved offering of sporting contents. The Locker Room is just one. Please stay tuned for details. You might have noticed that in the past fortnight, we have tweaked the way we do global sports. We have moved it from Tuesday to Thursday to Monday to Friday, 3:45 to 4. Myself and Baba Tando, who is based in London, but somehow she's able to join us with crystal clear, you know, updates of sport as well. We are taking things up a notch. And just a reminder before we call it a show, that 2020-21 football season here at Joy 99.7 FM is themed Football Is Here. It